This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Rashbo and the Tosfos are the same shittas. That's the first thing. Now that you see, we learned the Rashbo on Sunday, and you've learned the Tosfos hopefully in Chavrusa. Do you find the Rashbo and the Tosfos? Are there any chilukim between the Rashbo and the Tosfos? That's the first thing that we need to clarify. Who would venture an opinion on that? That's our starting point. We've got to know whether we're looking in the Tosfos as just a rephrasing of the same shita, or do you hold that there's a big difference between the Tosfos and the Rashbo, or that there's any difference between the Tosfos and the Rashbo? But taking time, that should be what you that's what you prepared. That should be the conclusion you come to the shiur with. You couldn't find any chilukim. Okay. You didn't find any difference. You couldn't find any difference. Okay. The reason I learned the Rashbo before the Tosfos is because it's just the Rashbo develops the idea so clearly that it would have been difficult to get it from the Tosfos directly. Anybody else? David, have you had a chance to work on this too? What's happening there? You're involved in the Victory Park program now?
Just this time. Actually, I'm
today. Okay. Okay. Who else, Roy? Okay. So now let's just check that out carefully. Says Tosfos. Vim Toma. Let's just start from the Tosfos as Vim Toma. V'hechi osi esh mibor v'chad meinach. How does esh come from bor and one other? Mal inach shekein ein koach achim uruv boi toma beish de koach achim uruv boi de havi kule. How do we know it's a kule midaporek besom of gabi avnu v'sakinu maso mal bor shekein ein koach achim uruv boi? The Gemara says, you lower down on daf vov amud aleph. When we want to learn Avnu Sakinu Masur from Bur, we say no, Bur Ein Kach Achim Uruv Boy. That's why it's Chayev. But Avnu Sakinu Masur, where there's a Kach Achim Uruv Boy, maybe will be Potur. If that's the case, that Kach Achim Uruv Boy is a reason for a Ptur, how can we ever learn Eish from anything? Right, that's Tosfos' Kash. That's Tosfos' kasha. The Yesh Loimar answers Tosfos. The bor shenaseh beloy koach acher. That bor which is made without a koach acher, chomur me avnoi v'sakinu shelo hiziku ba'alichosom em lebosu donaychi v'nanasu bor elo adidei koach acher. Bor is more chomur than avnoi sakinu and maso. Because bor, nothing else is involved, it does it all on its own. Aval eish shehelech umazik b'halichos al yedei koach acher chomur mibor she'en helech umazik ela b'mekoyim. But eish, which is helech umazik, that's much more severe than bor, which is not. Let's stop there for a moment. So what does Tosfos hold? That we can learn eish from bor. That we can learn eish from bor. Ma bor she'en darko lelech ulahazik, it's chayev. Eish darko lelech ulahazik, even though it's b'kach acher, kol she'en should be chayev. That's how Tosfos wants to learn. Says, let's look now back in the Rashbo. Rashbo says in that middle column, about two thirds of the way down, "V'chi nokit b'mishnoseinu choymer be'esh mi b'boyer." when our Mishnah chooses a chumra of Eish over Boil, loy nokit mishum chumer kach acher hamisarev boy. The chumra that it brings in Eish is not kach acher murav boy. Elo mishum shedarka lele chulahazik. The chumra that it brings is darka lele chulahazik. The mikoma kamazik uchutz mimokam hanachosu mashen kim bevoshe in darka lele chulahazik. And in comparing Eish and Boir, our Mishnah does not mention Koach Acher Me'urav Boy as far as Eish is concerned. The Mido Zu Legabi Boir Adarabe Kalu Be'esh, because that Mido is a Kulo in Eish Legabi Boir. She'inu Mazik Ela BeKoach Acher. For it is mazik only with koach acher, v'ilu abur is eku below koach acher, whereas boir is mazik without koach acher. So what does the Rashbol say in comparing boir and esh? Koach acher is a kula in esh. What did Tosfos say? The piece of Tosfos that we just learned, it's a kula in boir. Who, the Rashbo? What Tosfos has said is that the let's look at Tosfos, let's look at the Loshon and Tosfos again. The Yesh Loima, the Boi Shunaseh B'loi Koach Acher Cholmim B'Avnei V'Sakin Shiloi Zikim B'Lei Chuzun L'Bosim D'Nachim B'Lei Nasu B'Lei L'Adi Koach Acher Aval Eish Shehilich U'Mazik B'Hali Choso Al Yedei Koach Acher. What does that Koach Acher do to Eish? Says Tosfos. It makes it a Darko Lele Chula Hazik. So the Koach Acher itself is a chumra, says Tosfos, because the Koach Acher is what makes it into a darka lele chulahazik. Whereas the Rashbo doesn't say that. The Rashbo says there are two things: there's darka lele chulahazik, and that is a chumra by Eish over Boir, and there is a Koach Acher Murav Boir, which is a chumra by Boir over Eish. That's a kula by Eish. That's what the Rashbo says in this piece that we've just done. A bur can be mazik without a koach acher, whereas an esh can't. So which is more chomer? Bur is more chomer. Whereas Tosfos has said that because of koach acher, esh is more chomer. Correct, because koach achem uruvboy is a chumra in as much as it makes it a holech mazik. Ba'avnu sakinu masoy, it doesn't make it into a holech mazik. It at best makes it into a bur. After the koach achem, it still only lands up a bur. But the eish after the koach achem lands up a darkul hazik. So the koach a darkul elechul hazik. So the koach achem in eish elevates eish to a darkul elechul hazik. Whereas the koach achem in avnu sakinu masoy only equates it to a bur. That's the nafkimina. But the koach acher itself, says Tosfos, is a chumra in esh. Whereas the Rashbo clearly says that the koach acher is a chumra in boir, not in esh. So what you said looks the same shitta, I say is a diametrically opposed shitta. I say they say fakert, exactly the opposite. They couldn't be further apart. I'll prove to you that I'm right. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, the Darka Lele Chulahazik part is a chumra, but not the Koach Acher. Now I've been a little bit nasty because I left out a piece of Rashbo lost on Thursday. The last piece, the last few lines of the paragraph. Did you cheat and look forward a bit, or did you stop where I stopped?
That would be cheating.
Ela de Kashili. After all this, which you tell me is Tosfos' answer. So according to you, when the Rashbo starts with Ela, the Rashbo has already given Tosfos' answer. What does the Rashbo now say? Ela de Kashili. The only problem with this is I have the following kashi. Dim ken chata bolodun mi bor v'chadem ide chala eish. If that's the case and you want to learn from boir and one other onto eish, loy asu, you can't do it. Now he comes with Tosfos as kasha. And you're telling me that at this point he's already answered, he's given the same answer that Tosfos gave to his kasha. A good proof there is. Look how careful you have to be with the Rishon. Tradition. What's the reason for the mistake? Yeah, you looked at the Rashbol through Tosfos' eyes, and you looked at Tosfos through the Rashbol's eyes. You went open. You went open. That's the midbar. Just push it to be open, to be absolutely open to whatever they're saying, as chiddush. We'll come to that in a moment. But at this point, clearly, there's a machlokes Tosfos and Rashba in the Pshat of the Gemara. Rashba learns that Kach Achim Urevboy is a chumra. The only time that it's not a chumra is compared to a Baal Chai. Then it's not a chumra. When you're comparing it to Baal Chai, it's not a chumra. But if you're comparing it to anything else, it is a kumra. Either Gemara seems to imply at the top of Vav Amud Aleph that it's a kula. No, the Rashbo re-explains that Gemara on top of Vav Amud Aleph, that it's ma'esh, ma'ishno esh to kach achem urevboy, ma'ishno esh, even though kach achem urevboy, nevertheless, it's your chayv, ma'moin choshmiros olecha, aninami kach achem urevboy, ma'moin choshmiros olecha. It makes no difference. That's how he learns it. Not according to his havimina, that it was a kula ba'esh. Then the Rashbo answers, "Ve'efsha kivan dekach achem uravboy yeshbo ktsas kula v'chumra." Since there's a kach achem uravboy, it has both ktsas kula and chumra. It's a bit of a funny thing. Sometimes it's a bit of kula, sometimes it's chumra. Lefi amakomis, depending on the context. We don't ask. It is a kasha, says the Rashbo. But loy parchinen, because this kach achem is a bit of a hazy area, we don't destroy the me'atzad with this pirche. But a pirche it is. It doesn't say lav pirche hu. It is a pirche. It's loy parchinen. We don't use that pirche. Now this k'moshu amarnu is referring back. Perhaps we should just make a photostat of this one as well, if we can. Another piece of Rashbo. Can we do that? Just this page here on the. This is an all case of a shirikh mazik because it elevated the kach achem urevboy, elevated to a darka lele chulahazik. So Tosfos says it's a chumra. Yes, the Tosfos now says. In our Tosfos. Yeah, the Tukach Achim Urevboy is always a chumra, and the Rashbo says it's always a kula. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a chumra except for except in Bor itself, which is Avonis.
Then it's a kula. One second. Tosfos holds it's a chumra in all cases. Tosfos holds that only by Avnu Sakino Maso is it a kula, but in other cases it's a chumra. Is that what he's saying? Well, Eish Shehilechu Mazik Baalichoso Al Yedei Koach Ache Chomu Mibor. When you compare Eish and Bor, Eish is more chomu Sheinolechu Mazik. Erim Koyma. No, this is different. He starts off with the assumption that it's a kula. And he now says, no, it's not a kula. It's a kula only when we're using it with Avnei Sakino and Masor. But in Eish itself, compared to Boer, it's a chumra.
because of the fact that
it makes it into a Darak al Hazik.
But isn't that the Darak al Hazik, not the Kohen Achir? I was looking at the Kohen Achir in itself, in isolation. Isn't it still, if you look at it as a Kohen Achir, isn't it itself not a Kuna? Don't you think with Aish, it makes Aish into a Mazik,
thanks,
and damage while it's moving? Therefore, Aish becomes more common.
But he doesn't say that. ויש לו מדבר שנעשה בלוי כוח אחר חומר מאבנוי וסכינו שלא יזיקו בהליך עושו נלו רבוסו דנייכי ולא נעשו בויר אלו על ידי כוח אחר. They only got to the level of בויר by the help of a כוח אחר. There you can say the כוח אחר is a kula. Take away the כוח אחר and it's not even a בויר. אבל איש שהליכו מזיק בהליך עושו על ידי כוח אחר, but איש where the כוח אחר is, it turns it into a הליכו מזיק Chomu mi bo, then eish to that is chomu mi bo shenu ili chomazik evi mim koimu. Eish
is chomu.
But you can't, but what was Tosfos kasha? How would you learn eish from bo of, and one other? After all the others have not got the kula of koach
achir. Yeah. So the answer is now that because koach achir in itself is not what we're looking at. The fact is with the koach achir now it becomes more common because now we don't move and do damage.
So you want to say the Tosfos is saying that Koach Acher must always be looked at in its effect, in terms of its effect, not just its existence.
Whether it makes into a boy or it makes into Aish. If it makes into a boy, then it's got to be a boy of Koach Acher. And it's called Gabe Boy itself. It's got to be a boy of Koach Acher. But when it makes into Aish, now Aish can move, and then the Gabe Boy is more common because it can move and do damage with Boy Khan.
As
a?
Attached to some other actual midah. It's a midah that's a midah. Koach Acher is the legs on which the fire moves, so to speak. And of course, the legs on which the stone moves become a boyer, but it's not actually the boyer itself, nor is it the fire itself. It's simply a.
There's still a big difference. You're right in what you're saying in Tosfos, but Tosfos still holds the fact that there's Koach Acher in Esh is. Does not weaken Aish in any way.
Yep.
It doesn't weaken Aish. It's either irrelevant, or you're claiming it's irrelevant. The Rashbo doesn't say that. The Rashbo says, the midah zu legabi boir adarabe kalhu b'Aish. It's not irrelevant, it's a kula. Because in that sense, boir is better than Aish. Tosfos says no, because boir is not our kula lechula hazik. What you want to say that Tosfos is saying that koach acher mu'ud of boir is irrelevant? Yeah, so you've got to look at Aish and say it's Darak Lelech Lahazik, and Bor is not Darak Lelech Lahazik. Okay, and whereas the Rashbo says no, the Rashbo says you do look at Koach Acher Mu'ud of Bor, and Midah Zu Legabi Bor Adarabe Kalhu Beish. That's, and in fact, that weakens Aish. And that's why the Rashbo asks, in that case, how can you learn Aish out from Bor? Whereas Tosfos says you can learn Aish out of Bo because you've got to ignore the Koach Acher Mu'ud of Bo aspect of it.
Isn't Tosfos saying the same thing?
No.
Where does he say one should ignore Koach Acher Mu'ud of Bo?
Because he says here. Aval eish shahilech umazik behalichoso al yedei koach acher chomru mibor. The Rashbo says the opposite. The Rashbo says the midazu legabi bor adarabe kalhu beish. The Rashbo says if you're comparing eish and bor, then koach acher weakens the position of eish. Now there's a reason the Rashbo says that, and that's because of Tosfos's next kasha. If Tosfos is going to hold like that, then our problem is going to be the Gemara and Daf Vov. Because the Gemara and Daf Vov says, "Lo'elam de'afkirinu, ve'lo damu leboy." Why? Because my leboy shekein ein koach achamuruv boy toime bani shekoach achamuruv bohen. These have got koach achamuruv bohen, and maybe they should be potur eish techiach. Answers the Gemara, Eish Techiach. So what do you see from there? That Eish is, it has Koach Acher Mu'ud of Bo, and despite that Kulo, it's still Chayav. And then the Gemara asks, "My leish ken darke lerechel ahazik." Yeah, but Eish has another chumra. So you see clearly in that Gemara that they're viewing kachachem uruvbo and darke lahazik as two separate elements that have to be analyzed separately. And darke lahazik is a chumra for Eish, and kachachem uruvbo is a kula for Eish. That's clear from that Gemara. That's what forces the Rashbo into what he's saying. And that's Tosfos' next kasha. Asks Tosfos. Okay, that's Tosfos' kasha now. So how do you learn the Gemara and Davov? Hachi perushu. Now Tosfos gives two perushim to answer that, to explain that Gemara and Davov. One, afal gav de koach achem uruv boy v'chashivi leki ilu ba'atzmo yisayas hakol. Even though koach achem is uruv boy in the esh, nevertheless, it's considered as though he did it all himself. V'chayiv mishum chitzov, and is chayiv in the same way as one is if one shoots an arrow. Hachinami, so with avnei sakinu masoi, afal gav de koach achem uruv boy, chashuvim ki ilu ba'atzmo yisayas haboy razeh b'le koach achem. It's as if he's made the bow himself with his own hands without a koach achem. So what has Tosfos achieved here? How does Tosfos answer? We want to say that koach achem is irrelevant, so we have to learn the Gemara the following way. Says the Gemara, "Lo ilam dafkirin v'lo damu l'boy," because ma boy shekein ein koach achem uruv boy, so ma bani shekoach achem uruv boy. These have been made into a boy without a koach achem. With a koach achem, maybe they should be potter. Eish tochiach. What does Eish prove? That the koach achem is irrelevant. But the koach achem, it's as if he did it himself. And so here too, the koach achir of the avnei sakinu masoi does not make it any more distance from the owner than if he did it himself. And the Gemara says, "My leish can darke leilu chalazik," but maybe that's because Eish is darke leilu chalazik. Bo tochir the chazar adi. Inam is his tesis. Haynu deporich my leish can koach achir uruv bo didei chomer yosef. That's exactly what the Gemara is asking, says Tosfos. That kasha is the very kasha that you can't bring a raya from Eish, because there the koach achem uruv boy makes it she'al yedei zeh hoilecho mazik lemeirochok, turns it into a hoilecho mazik. So what did we want to say, that it can't be compared to boy? Back on that vov again, the Gemara would say it can't be compared to boy. Why? Because koach achem uruv boy. So we wanted to bring a raya from Eish to chiach. Then the Gemara comes and says, no, in Eish the koach achem uruv boy elevates it, whereas in avnei sakinu masoi it doesn't do so at all. Mashenki b'avnei sakinu masoi. That's exactly what the Gemara asks, says Tosfos. So what exactly is the difference between the two perushim and Tosfos? The first one is that what we learn from Eish is that it connects the owner up to the action, even though there's koach achem uruv boy. The first teretz. So let's go through the Gemara. Le'olam da'afkirinu v'lo'y damu l'boy. Why? Ma l'boy shekein ein koach achem uruv boy, tell me about ishi koach achem uruv boy. Maybe the koach achem means it's not his boy. He didn't do it. There's a koach achem. Eish tochiach. So Eish comes to prove that koach achir does not disassociate the action from the owner. And just as Eish is considered his fire, so this is considered his bow. It's as if he did it. It was his maaser. In that case, the avnei sakinu masoi, although there's a koach achem, it's his maaser. That's how the Gemara. And then my leish came down to leilu chalazik is a new kasha. Eish has got a chumra which this doesn't have. So bori yochi. That's the first perush. And the second perush is that my leish actually comes to try and undo the first one. How can you learn from Eish? The koach acher of Eish elevates it to darku leilu hazik, whereas here it only brings it to a boy. So boy to chiyach. The fact is, so what is the boy to chiyach? What's the answer, boy to chiyach? That the fact that it makes it into a darku leilu hazik is irrelevant. is not the chumrah. That's not the mazik. Those are the two ways that Tosfos learns it. But it's because of this difficulty with this Gemara that the Rashba won't go this way. The pashtus of this Gemara and the Avov is that Koach Achim Uruvboy is one factor, Darka Leila Chalazik is another factor, Koach Achim Uruvboy is a Kula Ba'ish, Darka Leila Chalazik is a Chumra Ba'ish. That's the pashtus of this Gemara and the Avov, and the Rashba sticks with it. The Rashba sticks. Aye, we've got a Kasha, then how would we learn Aish from the rest? So the Rashba gives a more of a Dechidika answer, and he says, Loi Parchin, and it's a good Kasha, but Loi Parchin, there's a reason for which the Gemara doesn't care to ask that question. Doesn't destroy them outside, although it's a valid question. And the Rashba bases himself on a Rashba earlier on Daf Gimel. Which was where we had our original Rashi, where Rashi said that Maishna Ishtikar Acham Uruvboy. Remember that. So on that Gemara, the Rashba says the following: Tam zeh shel koach achim uruvboy, pa'amim shetoivsei lekula, ufa'amim shetoivsei lechumra. Sometimes it's used lekula, sometimes it's used lechumra. Kol echod lefi mekoyim. Each one according to the context of its case. It can be used either way. Now the Rashba is not saying what Tosfos is saying. He's saying that Koach Achim Uruvboy itself philosophically can be viewed as a kula and a chumra. On the one hand, you say it wasn't the balabos who did it; there was somebody else involved. On the other hand, there's a havilele tsuki adaita. You should have been aware that the wind can lead it in directions which you would never have imagined. A fire is a dangerous thing. So the way you look at Koach Achim Uruvboy, you can use it for whatever you want. You can say that's a reason to be mechayev. You can say that's a reason to patter. It's not muchach. All the others, Kavanos Lazik, that's clearly a reason to be Mechayev. Ano Le'ezek, that's a reason to be Mechayev. Although you remember, even with Ano Le'ezek and Kavanos Lazik, we had that Machloikis. Remember on Gimel Amud Aleph and Dalad Amud Aleph. Remember with the Gemara switched around with there was a Havimini which Tosfos explained to learn that it was Fakert, that Ano Le'ezek was a Kula. So even there it's a little bit ambiguous. But this Koach Achim Uruvboy, says the Rashba, is totally ambiguous. The Vadai Kula B'Chumra Yeshboy, there is Kula and Chumra in it. The Kan Toysa L'Chumra. Here he learns like L'Chumra. So how does the Rashba learn there on Daf Gimel? Like Rashi. Clearly like Rashi. ולא ימה שאלכן חייב ובטוירו שאף על פי שבא להתקול אינו מדליקס הגודש ממש מכל מקום מיד שהוא מדליקס האש מוצו יוליס ערב אמור מיד כאחר שמי לכי ומזיק. He's giving it over to the wind. It's as if he's putting it in the hand of the wind. That's the Maisa Nezik. As he lights a fire, he's handing it over to the wind. וכן הטעם בב נבס הכינה שניחו בראש הגג שמצוי ליפול ברוח מצוי. That's also a chumra. כאח אחר is a chumra there. Which is not like Tosfos over here, but it's the way but it's consistent with the Shita Sarashbo. But Koach Achim Uruvboy. No, but even Rashbo himself says no. Our Rashbo also says that it's a kule. Legabi boir, adarabe kalhu be'esh, isn't it? The chena time b'avni v'sakinu shenichem b'rosh gagli, shemetsuyin lipol b'ruach metsuyin, and that's why you're chayev. That's a kule. Yes, it's a kule. He says in the notes at the bottom, the kama davov and alif, so you saw the kula biyachas leboy. Vechein kosov rabbeinu shamay and shal. I think he's not talking here legabi bur. Avne sakinu maso on their own. So the fact is that you need avne sakinu maso because that's how he's got to explain the gemara on davov and alif. Yeah. So that's why it's because of this principle that the Rashba says here that lo parchinim, because it's without a hechrich. The pirchi isn't strong enough. Why is the pirchi not strong enough? Because in the concept of koach achim uruvboy, there is kula and chumra. You can't ask a strong enough kasha from there, so lo pachinen. So what was the pshat in Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Let's go back to that. In the second line of the Tosfos, Veloze Vezesh Yesh Ben Ruach Chaim, V'hodol itani hochol loy harei ha'esh karei ha'shor u'mave. Why doesn't it say that Eish is unlike Shor u'mavet? Ki ditani le'el le'arei ha'mavet ka'arei ha'shor. Mishum shelo yo yochol limtzoi chumra ma'she'in b'shneim. Because the Mishnah could not find a chumra in Eish, which didn't exist in which? In Shor and Mavet. De'i mishum dikach hacham uruv boi, ve'in ho'ilech le'daito k'mo shoroi, ein zu chumra. That's not a chumra. The Gabi Shor, to compare it to Shor, that's not a chumra. Adarav, the Gabi Shor, it's a kula. Then everybody, then even Tosfos agrees it's a kula, when you're comparing it with Shor. Right. Ve'enu ilech l'dato k'moy shoroi, ein ze chumra. But the reason he says Ein Zeh Chumra is not, he doesn't give a svara, he gives a textual reason. Midaloy Choshiv Lei Gabi Chumra Be'esh Mi'Beshoir. The Gemara list is a brisa that lists the Chumras of Esh over Shoir, and it doesn't list Koach Achmur Boy. So clearly, Le Gabi Shoir, that's a Kula. There seems to be no question about it according to everybody. V'hod Aminu Lekamel Gabi Avnei V'sakinu Ma'ishno Esh Tekoach Achmur Boy Ve'inu Elech Ladarto Hachi Koma Ma'ishno Esh Afal Pi Shekoach Achmur Boy. Royally is chayev b'mishum shu mamein chosh mirosoi. Even though it's koach hachem uruv boi, nevertheless you chayev because of mamein chosh mirosoi. That means that it's called mamein cho and it's called shmirosoi, even though this koach hachem uruv boi. So b'avna v'sakinu masoi, it should be called your boi, even though this koach hachem uruv boi. But not to say that koach hachem uruv boi is a chumah. So Tosfos is consistent now. Tosfos holds that Koach Achem Uruv Boi is a Kula Lagabi Shor, that we learn in the beginning, and Gabi everything else, it's a Chumra, because it makes it into a Hoylech Mas, excepting for Avnu Sakinu Maso, there it's a Kula. Avnu Sakinu Maso, why is it a Kula Lagabi Bor? Because by Avnu Sakinu Maso, without the Koach Achem, it wouldn't be anything. The Koach Achem merely brings it to a bur. So if you're comparing it to a bur, it's not as good as a bur. It's a bur that needed Koach Achem to become a bur. Whereas the Rashbol says, even Eish and bur being compared, Eish is a kula as far as the Koach Achem Uruv Boi is concerned. And Kol Shechein, Eish and Regel. That it's a kula for Eish, that's for sure. So the machlokes is only in their comparison of Eish and Boer, in as much as Koach Achem Uruv Boer is a factor on its own or not. Why isn't it supposed to say? On Daf Beis Amud Aleph. How do you mean? To potter it. Right. Now, the question is, what makes it mamoncha? So you're right, that the strictly the Koach Achem Uruv Boi there makes it worse. The Koach Achem Uruv Boi makes it worse by Eish, but nevertheless, what do we learn from there? Let's understand clearly what's based on Amud Beis, what on Amud Aleph. What is Tosfos' kasha from this Gemara?
He's trying to show that the
is a kula. He says, "V'hod amrinu lekamen gabi avni sakinu v'sakinu ma'ishno eish dekach achem uruv boi ve'in hilech ledaiter." So what's his kasha?
Did you see the Asian?
One second. Maishno Eish. So he's bringing the Rashbo's Raya. The Rashbo brought that as a Raya that it was Lechumra. So it's the same kasha as the Rashbo's kasha. That the Pashto says, Maishno Eish, Aya, might say Eish, because Koach Achim Uruzboi, that's why he's Chayiv. But Avnu Sakin and Masu, I might say, what? No. The Rashbo brought it. Yeah, as a chumra also. Why do I want to compare Avnei Sakino and Maso and make it a told of the Eish? Because it has the same Chumra as Eish. What is that Chumra? It's Kachachem Uruv Boi. Answers Tesis. No, Hachiko Omar. Maishne Eish. Afal Pisha Kachachem Uruv Boi Roi Leis Chayev Boi. Mishum Shehu Mamoin Chol Shmir. Also, I would have... I add the Rabbi. It's a Kasha. The Gemara is saying, Maishne Eish. The reason that I would want to say that Avnei Sakino Maso should be potter altogether is because Koach Achim Uruv Boi. No, you see from Eish that even though this Koach Achim Uruv Boi, we consider it Mamoin Chol Shmir Oson Alecho. So here too, even though this Koach Achim Uruv Boi, it's going to be considered your boy. Yes. That even in Eish, let's just think that even in Eish, Tosfos comes out that even in Eish, it's Chayiv despite Koach Achim Uruv Boi. And not because of Darkei Leilech Lahazik. Whereas our Tosfos says the Chumra in Eish is that this Koach Achim Uruv Boi makes it into a Darkei Leilech Lahazik. And the two Tosfos, which is very different to our to the Rashbo. If you look at the Rashbo just a little bit further down, to about the middle of that first column, a little bit above the middle, our long Rashbo. Look at about a third of the way down. V'loy omru kach acher iru legabi avnei v'sakinu shenichim b'rosh gago v'loy mad af al pi sheha esh. Eino mazekes b'mokum shehi nicho bal hatakole mikol mokum shmiroso olov. Why lefi shebeshoshu madlika miyad osu kach acher lisariv boi. He dash volen that it is the kach acher misariv boi which makes the esh lechomer. That's how he's learning that gemara to the top of that vov. Mal esh. Malish, Maishno Eish, Dekach Achim Uruv Boi, says Rashbo. What does that mean? That it's considered his Mamoino Shmiroso Alecho. Why? Because of Kach Achim. That's what makes it his. Otherwise, you can tie it. I lit the fire in my property. Why am I chayav for what happened in your property? The answer is because Kach Achim Uruv Boi, you should have anticipated the effect of the wind. So the Ashbo clearly learns that the Koach Acher is the one that makes Eish. Without Koach Acher, Uruv Boi, Eish would be potter. That's what our Ashbo is saying, right? That without Koach Acher, Uruv Boi, Eish would be potter, because the damage is in a different place from where you were. What connects that up to you? The predictability of it makes it. What is predictability? Koach Achim Uruv Boi. That in every fire there's a Koach Achim Uruv Boi. It's part of the Maaseh. That's what he wants to say, the Rashbo. Our Tosfos doesn't say that. Our Tosfos says no. Sorry, it's before we go into our Tosfos. That says the Rashbo, if you were comparing Eish to Boir, then it would be a Kule in Eish. and in Avnei Sakin and Masur. Both of them, it's a kula. So although Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo is what makes Eish Chayev, it's still a weakness compared to Bo, to anything else, to everything else. Right. No, the Koach Acha makes it like Bo. Yeah, but Bo doesn't even need the Koach Acha. It's one step closer. Bo doesn't even need the Koach Acha. The Koach Acha is the link between the damage and you. By Bo, there doesn't have to be a link. You made the Bo. That's not Tchilas Asir Slonezek, because... Yeah.
But
the
Rashi
seems
to say that is Eish, though. As you want Eish.
Because of the principle of Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo, that you become responsible for that Eish. The moment you light an Eish, you become responsible for it wherever it does the damage. And you can never use as a defense, I didn't know the fire would get that far. That's the chiddush with Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo. So the Rashbo learns that Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo in Eish is the thing that makes it all work. If you take the Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo out, it doesn't work. Yet, Bo works even without that element. So Bo is still better. The fact that Eish needs the Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo is a cooler in Eish. That Lamaisa Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo is the Chumra of Eish. Its need for it is the cooler, but the fact that it's there is its Chumra. That's how the Rashbo learns. Now, let's look at the Tosfos again clearly. Firstly, in our Tosfos on Daf Hei. Aval eish shehilechu mazik v'alichosu al yedei koach acha chomur mibor shein hilechu mazik el abim koima. Says Tosfos, no, eish is more chomur. Because the fact is that one, Tosfos looks at it and says, once you've got this Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo, it's more chomer. You don't have to look at the fact that it needs a Koach Acha. That's the machlokes. But Rashbo says the fact that it needs a Koach Acha Me'uruv shows you that it's weaker than Bo. Bo doesn't need it. The Tosfos says, forget whether it needs it or not. Once it's got it, it's better. No, same thing. It's true that it's using a crutch, but with its crutch, it's much stronger and faster than Bo without its crutch. No, only in Avnu Sakinu and Masor, because that isn't faster. Avnu Sakin and Masor, just with Koach Acha Me'uruv Bo, gets up to the stage of Bo. That Koach Acha made it, if anything, softer. The fact that it needed the Koach Acha. No. You've got to look at Eish as a man on a crutch. But on his crutch, says Tosfos, he can run faster than an ordinary man without any crutches. And therefore, that by Eish, you compare Eish to Bo, it's a chumrah. Bo is stationary and Eish can run. So who cares that it's using crutches? The fact is it can run. Avnei Sakin and Masor has got crutches and it still can't run. So the crutches are a weakness. If you take two human beings who can move at the same pace, one with crutches and one without crutches, the one with crutches is weaker. But if you take two human beings, one who can move fast on crutches and one who can only move slowly without crutches, then the one with crutches is better, says Tosfos. But Rashbo says, no, the fact that he needs crutches is itself a symptom that he's weak. It's a different way of analyzing the concept of the Chumrah. Like these drug takers in the Olympics. And the guy with drugs can run fast. Is that a sign of strength or weakness? So the Rashbo says he needs the drugs to run fast. That's weakness. Tosfos says forget what he needs. The fact is he can do it. He's faster. That's the machlokes here. how does that fit in with the Tosfos on Daf Beis now? So Tosfos on Daf Beis is implying that the koach acher is the thing that makes the esh work. Even though esh has got a koach acher muruv boy, royally is chayv b'mishum shum mamoin chol shmirasa. Even though it's on crutches, nevertheless it's chayv because of mamoin chol shmirasa nolecho. So also Avnei Sakinu Masor, even though it's Koach HaChemurav Bo, it's Chayev. When the Gemara wants to learn from Eish that Koach HaChemurav Bo and it's Chayev, so you see that Koach HaChemurav Bo L'Choiro is a reason for Chiyuv. No, there's a reason for Kula, that even though Eish is Koach HaChemurav Bo, nevertheless you see it's Chayav. So that implies that Koach HaChemurav Bo is a weakness. Haki Perusha. Afa gav the Koach HaChemurav Bo v'chashivi leki ilu ba'atzmo yoseh sakol v'chayav mishum chitzov. Even though Koach HaChemurav Bo, that's making it as if he did it himself. And he's chayav mishum chitzov achinami. What is the Gemara proving from Eish? That even though it's Koach Acher, that Koach Acher is what makes it his. Even though Koach HaChemurav Bo, nevertheless that makes it like his. What is Tosfos saying? The Koach Acher makes it like his, or it's like his despite the Koach Acher? You want to say it's like the Beis? Afa gav the Koach, it will fit in better with the wording. Afa gav the Koach HaChemurav Bo, v'chashivi le'ki'ilu ba'atzmo yuse es hakol v'chayev mishum chitzov. Very strange. Even though this Koach HaChemurav Bo, nevertheless, chashivi le'ki'ilu ba'atzmo yisakol v'chayev mishum chitzov. Hachinami, af agav the Koach HaChemurav Bo, chashuvim ki'ilu ba'atzmo yisakol v'chayev mishum chitzov. Hazeh, b'loy Koach Acher. B'loy Koach Acher. Mashma, as if it's below. So here you want to say, if you leave out that vav, that the Koach Acher is irrelevant, you see that the Koach Acher is irrelevant. We're not miyachus to it at all. And that would be like the like Beis Amud Aleph. Inami, Heine de Mal is Shekin Koach HaChemurav Bo, Tidei Chomur Yoyser, Shal Yedei Zehoy Lech Umazik Lemei Rochuk. Mashin kim bam nevisakinu maso. Yeah, that's machlokes between the two perushim. The first perush learns Koach HaChemurav Bo as irrelevant, and the second one learns Koach HaChemurav Bo as the cause of its of Eish's strength.
Even though the second perush is not really that close to Shita.
On that base, yeah. He's adding another Shita. So it comes out, Tosfos is saying two things here. Let's go back to the Yeshloimah. The Yeshloimah, the boy shenase b'loy koach acher, chomur me avnoi v'sakinoi sheloi heziku b'ali choson, ela lebosu denaychi v'loy nase boir, ela al yedei koach acher, there the koach acher merely gets it to the level of boir. So a boir with a koach acher and a boir without a koach acher, the boir without a koach acher is better. Fine. Aval eisho hilichu mazik b'ali choson al yedei koach acher. But here the Koach Acher makes it like that it's Hoylecho Mazik. Chomer b'boishin Hoylecho Mazik elabim koimer. Now it's Chomer. Now there are two ways of explaining that. Either it's Chomer because it's Hoylecho Mazik, or it's in fact the Koach Acher Muruv Bo that makes it Chomer. Either the Koach Acher is irrelevant. What you've got to look at is Hoylecho Mazik. Or we say, no, it's the Koach Acher is very relevant, that Koach Acher made it into a Hoylech HaMazik. And these are the two perushim which Tosfos goes into. Behold, the Koach B'Somach Eish Tochiyah Shekin Koach Acher Murevboi V'Chayev. By the Gemara says further on, that you can prove from Eith that even though it's got a Koach Acher Murevboi, it's Chayev, Mashmah that Koach Acher is a Kula. Acher Perushim. No, maybe it's not a Kula. It just means it's irrelevant. Af, Agav, the Koach Acher Murevboi, Chashivi leki ilu batzma yisus hakol b'chayiv mishum chitzov. You see, it's irrelevant, the Koach Acher Murev Boi. Inami, af agav dog Acher Murev Boi, chashivi leki ilu batzma yisus haboir hazeh. But look, Koach Acher, inami, hainu de porich, ma leishi ken Koach Acher Murev Boi. That's the Gemara comes onto that very cash and says, how can you say Koach Acher, eish tochiach Koach Acher Murev Boi? The Koach Acher of eish is a chumre. Didei chamur yisus, shoy dezeh hilichu mazik lemei rochuk, ma shi'in ken bab mibisakinu masor. Two perushim. Neither of them like the Rashbo. So we land up with three approaches as to the role of Koach Acher Murev Boi. The one is the Rashbo that says Koach Acher Murev Boi is a kula ba'ish. The second one that says Koach Acher Murev Boi is irrelevant ba'ish. It's only relevant by Avnus Akino Maso. And the third one that says Koach Acher Murev Boi is a chumra ba'ish. Got three different shittas. Two in Tosfos, one in the Rashbo. What do you mean? No, it is muchach, and that's why it says loy parchina. Rashbo doesn't say since it can be a kula as well. La pirchi. Loy parchina means that because of this gemara here, because of that vov amud aleph, the Rashbo is machriach that you've got to look at Koach Acher Murev Boi in this context as a chumrah. As a kula. And in that case, you can't learn Eish from the others. But since that's a weak kasha, we leave it, we ignore it. We ignore that kasha, but not that the kasha doesn't exist. Whereas, according to Tosfos, the kasha doesn't exist. He's undone the whole pirche. That's the difference. So, the first shita in the so Rashbo says, Koach Acher Murev Boi is a kula. Why is it a kula? The fact that it needs Koach Acher Murev Boi means it's kal. But it doesn't need a Koach Acher Murev Boi. Tosfos says, either the Koach Acher Murev Boi is irrelevant, then all you've got to look at it is the end result. Koach Acher Murev Boi makes it into a darker leirich ulahazik. That's what you've got to look at. The second shita in Tosfos, Adarabe, that Koach Acher Murev Boi is the cause for its strength, and that's a chumra, not a kula. That's the third way of learning it. And Rashi is not clear, because the only time Rashi comments is on Avnei Sakinu and Masor. But it's not in the beginning. That's on Avnei Sakinu Masor, isn't it? Where does Rashi say that? Maishna, on the Kash of the Gemara, on Avnei Sakinu Masor. Maishna Eish Dekach Acher Murev Boi. That's the very same Gemara as Davol. Bahavali Lasuki Adaita. What does that mean? That Rashi says that the Eish links it to you. The Koach Acher Murev Boi links it to you. Like the Rashbo wants to learn, is that right? So like the Rashbo, that without the Koach Acher Murev Boi, it wouldn't be your Maisa. The Koach Acher Murev Boi, that means even though, that it's the Koach Acher Murev Boi that makes it yours, even though damage is in a different place. So here too, the Koach Acher Murev Boi should link it to you and make it your Boi. So Lagabi Boi, he's learning the Koach Acher Murev Boi. He says, that's the thing which makes you Chayav. That's the thing which makes you chayef. So it's either like the... Well, it could be the Rashbo, but the Rashbo himself says exactly that. That's the lotion of the Rashbo, isn't it? Not like this. Rashi is definitely locked like Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' first answer is that Koach Acher Murev Boi is irrelevant. That says Rashi clearly not. Koach Acher Murev Boi is lichoiro, the thing which makes you chayev in Eish. Were it not for Koach Acher Murev Boi, your defense would be that the damage was in a different place from where I lit it. I lit it in my house, it damaged somewhere else. Koach Acher Murev Boi links it. So in that sense, that's what it does. But then, where the Rashi would go on to say But nevertheless, as the Rashbol says, the fact that it needs a koach achamudav boy to link it shows you that Eish is kal, or whether he would learn like Tosfos that after it's been linked, it's strong because it's now darko leilech ulahazik. That there's no raya in Rashi. We haven't had a raya in Rashi. The only place we might find a raya in Rashi is how does Rashi learn Eish from the others? Where's Rashi's limud of Eish from the others? If it's without any problem at all, it's like Tosfos, isn't it? If it's without any problem at all, then it's more like Tosfos than like Rashbo. Rashbo does have a problem. So if anything, it would be like Tosfos, the second perish. Difficult for Rashi. We ignore it. Yeah, it could be. There's no real hechruch in Rashi. No real hechruch in Rashi. That's how we come out. That's for sure, because there you compare the two are the same except the one is a crutch. Avnu Sakinu Maso is a boy and this is a boy, except to become a boy it needed a koach achamudav boy. So there clearly it's a kula. Says Tosfos. There clearly it's a kula and the Rashbo. The question is, what do you do when with a crutch it can go further than the bow? It's Darkulele Chulahazik. So either Tosfos says Darkulele Chulahazik eclipses the Koach HaChemurav bow, the Koach HaChemurav bow becomes irrelevant. Or we hold that, like the second Teretz in Tosfos is, Adarab, the Koach HaChemurav bow is what drives it. That's the driving force that makes it Darkulele Chulahazik. That's its Koach. If it went for Koach HaChemurav bow, it wouldn't be Hoylech HaMazik. Two way, and those are the two ways of looking at Koach HaChemurav bo. Either Koach HaChemurav bo is what, without Koach HaChemurav bo, it wouldn't have linked up to you at all. Either Koach HaChemurav bo is irrelevant, because Darko Lelech Ulahazik. Three ways, it's so beautiful, you can see it so clearly. Either, take the Rashbo's extreme. The fact that it isn't linked to you, were it not for the principle of Koach HaChemurav bo, shows you how weak Eish is. You need the Chiddush of Koach HaChemurav bo to be Mechayev you. Or you've got to say, Koach HaChemurav bo makes a Darko Lelech Ulahazik, and then the Koach Acher is irrelevant. What's important is it moves. Or the third one is to say that the Koach HaChemurav bo makes it move. That's the power. That's the Chumrin. That's the peculiarity of Eish. Its Chumrin is at the same time a Kula. Let's just finish up the test. Is there practical enough for me? Not that I can think of. Not that I can think of anywhere. Because you can ask, you can use this as a pircha. We would use the pircha. Doesn't matter. You can still have a pircha. Yeah. Still have a pircha, but this has a kula which the others don't, and perhaps this kula is a reason to patter it despite its chumras. But that we go through them outside with that.
And I should suffer because if nothing else
to
come along.
Oh, there's nothing to break the pircha with. Each one can find at least one chavar to break the pircha with. Vim terima veichi asu kulu me eishabur. Good. Then ask Tosfos, how can they all be learned from Eish and Bor? If Eish and Bor are the ones that were given, how could you learn the others? There's something unique about Eish and Bor. That's Maisav Gormuloi. They made it. Now that you've got Koach HaChemurav bo, it turns Eish into a Maisav Gormuloi. As it explains further on, Gabi Bor Amis Galgal. The Eish Nami, Maisav Gormuloi, Shehidli Kaish. He lit the fire, and Koach HaChemurav bo carried the fire, and so it's Maisav Gormuloi. Whereas the others are not Maisav. There's no Maisav of the Bailim in Shor, for example. There's no Maisav Gormuloi. That depends a little bit on that Chakira we had in the beginning, doesn't it? If it's all because it's Mamoincho, then what difference does it make if Maisav Gormuloi or not? But if it's because you're held responsible for the action, it's as if you did it, then Takta Maisav Gormuloi is very relevant. Be'esh Loma, Teloi Choshiv Eish Maisav Gormuloi. Kivan Sha'aruach Messiah. What's Tosfos saying now? You've got to say that it's not ma'aseh of gerem miloy because it needs the ruach.
This makes it clear that how can you say that you're not going to do with the creation of this system? How did you say it was ma'aseh of gerem miloy?
Because he lit the fire, his tzitzis. Started off with his ma'aseh.
That's not part. If you light a candle in your Shabbos candle.
Oh, so he must have thought that krach achem uruv boy connects it. That's as the Rashbo says. Krach achem uruv boy makes it your thing. If it's this can give us why Tosfos doesn't like that. If Kach Achem Uruv Bo makes it your Maisa, then how can you learn other things from Eishon Bo? So he says it doesn't make it your Maisa. Kach Achem Uruv Bo does not make it your Maisa. Does not make it your Maisa. So what does Kach Achem Uruv Bo do? Tosfos Kishitoso, it's irrelevant. Number one, it's irrelevant. Or number two, it makes it Darko Lelech Ulahazik. Fits in better with the first answer than the second, doesn't it? If you say that Karachamurubu is irrelevant, then I understand. You read in one place, and it's Darkalelech al Azik, but it's not called Ma'asev Gomulu. But if Aish is what, if Karachamurubu is responsible for its Darkalelech al Azik, still, it's a difference. It's the wind, it's not you. It's not Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy. That's Tosfos Chiddush. Vim Toma Bibor Ve'odom Nami Hechi Asim Ma'ale Bor Ve'odom Shekin Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy. No, that Bor and Odom is also you're going to have a problem. How can you learn Shor from Bor and Odom? Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy. Vishlom Ad Atom Bibor Ve'odom Yoshe. The Odom is not always Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy because an Odom Yoshin is not called Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy. It's a subconscious action. Yeah, seems so. It's not called Ma'aseh.
So you let Aish?
The Hadlocker was Ma'aseh, but the Nezek was not.
It's a conscious action. Not
you didn't you didn't contemplate the consequence of your action. It's an action, but it's not considered Ma'aseh Gerem Miloy in the sense of a conscious ma'aseh, something that you know that you're doing. I suppose ma'aseh Gerem Miloy, it's an interesting thing. Chiddush in ma'aseh Gerem Miloy. A noifel min agag beruach sheinu metzuya, a person falls over, t'chayev kidom alakam b'sof perek sheini. Maybe that's enough to move between these two answers. Odom Yoshin, if you're prepared to look at that not as ma'aseh Gerem Miloy, and if you say that Odom Yoshin is ma'aseh Gerem Miloy, then we'd have to learn from an Odom is noifel min agag beruach sheinu metzuya, where clearly it's not ma'aseh Gerem Miloy, it's the ruach again. It's good, but the ones we've got Odom, we can learn the others from it. No, this is Bor v'Odom. We're talking about Bor. That would be Bor v'Odom Yoshin. Sorry, Vishlom Adeloy Chol Shivesh. Mi Bor v'Odom Nami Hechiyasu. We've got Bor v'Odom as the given ones. We're talking about now. Now, Kashi is how can you learn the others from Bor v'Odom? They're not Ma'aseh of Gerem Miloy, or they're Ma'aseh of Gerem Miloy. No problem. So my bush and chilas my bush and darkel elu chol hazik shor lo kol shchein my bush shekain ma'isav gor mulo tema be shor odom yochiach. Vim tema mi bo ve regel echiasi my bo ve regel shekain hezekin motzu to the kamen chashivin bo hezekin motzu. Bo and regel of both hezekin motzu. How are we going to learn kerin, for example, from there? Or how are we going to learn Eish from there? Vishlom ad ein bor ezeke motzu tvei ma'achirim. When we say that bor is ezeke matzu, it's only relative. It's ezeke matzu, but not more than others. V'loi kom ala kemalachi elo lahazki chumro achas sheshove bevoi bekosel ve'ilon. We have to see the Gemara further on, but he says that to say that the bor is ezeke matzu is only as much as kosel ve'ilon. But not that it's more Hezek and Motzui than Eish or any of the other Nezikin. They're all Hezek and Motzui to an equal extent. Except Kerin. Except Kerin, according to one mind. That's Tosfos' analysis of all the different Chumras and Kulas of each of the Yovis Melochis. And the difficult one, the one that we've really spent time on analyzing, is the effect of Kach Achem Uruv Bo on Eish. With three shittas, one in the Rashbo and two in Tosfos. We'll carry on. I mean, Hashem, on Sunday we'll carry on with the next Tosfos, Gemara and Tosfos.